Page 61. Module 5. Reading 6. Read and listen. Choose the best title for the text. 7. Read the text again. Are the sentences true or false? Correct the false sentences. 1. Felicity worked in a school in Ghana. 2. The school was well equipped. 3. She wants to build a new school for the children. 4. She has raised all the money they need to build the school. 5. It is not difficult to organize a project like this. 8. Which 6 things did Felicity do to raise money for the school? Write a list. 9. Read and answer the questions. 1. How long was Felicity at the Street Academy School? 2. Why is the Street Academy School different to other schools in Ghana? 3. What facilities does the new school have? 4. How much money does she want to raise in total? 5. What shape are the new windows? 10. Find words 1 to 5 in the text and match them with definitions, i.e. 1. Hut. 2. Aim. 3. Launch. 4. On our behalf. 5. Double. A. For us. B. Multiply by 2. C. Objective. D. A small, simple building. E. Initiate a product or project. 11. Interface. Work in pairs. Tell your partner about someone you know who helps other people. 1. How to build your own school. 2. Ghana's street children. 3. Young woman in school fundraising project. 21-year-old Felicity Marks is a busy young woman. In 2002 she spent 4 months teaching street children at the Street Academy School in Accra, Ghana. When she came home, she decided that she wanted to do more to help educate the city's children. So, in 2003, she set up a charity called the Street Academy Annex Project. In Ghana most parents have to pay to send their children to school, but the Street Academy offers free education to children aged 8 to 18, as well as uniforms, books and a decent meal each day. But the conditions are very basic. The building is a wooden hut with 3 different classes in the same room and no other facilities. The aim of Felicity's Street Academy Annex project is to raise enough money to build a bigger school with at least 4 classrooms, toilets, a football pitch and an auditorium. So what has Felicity done to raise money for this ambitious project? She's done many different things. First, we had a big party to launch the charity. Since then we've organized quiz nights and online competitions, we've sold cakes and I've done sponsored walks and skydives. Other people have also helped raise money on our behalf, which really helps. So how much money has she raised and how much does she still need? We haven't raised enough money yet. So far we've raised £25,000, and we hope to double that in the next few months. We really need £70,000 to £80,000 to start building an ideal school where the kids can learn in proper conditions. But we want to start soon. We've received the architect's plans and we love them because they've taken the kids' ideas into consideration. For example, the windows are in the shape of triangles and stars. I haven't finalized these plans, but once I do, we can begin the construction of the new building. Does Felicity recommend a project like this? Yes, but this type of project isn't easy. It takes a long time and there are always problems and obstacles. But in the end, it will be worth it.